Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Slavin broadcasting to you tonight from the Atlanta Gymnasiums for tonight's third place in championship games. The first game on tap here in just a moment will be the games between the Brashear Lady Tigers versus the Green City Gophers. Starting lineup for the Green City Gophers are Miranda. Now with Parker, oh, with the Tigers. Cassie Woods, Jesse Hill, Caroline Slavin, Adrian Mountain, and Emily Lodwick. Starting for the Green City Gophers are number 25, Amy Denham, number 53, Shelby Jacobs, number 45, Lindsay Snyder, number 33, Jamie Rouse, and number 23, Miranda Brinsa. We're just ready to get underway for tonight's matchup for the third place game. The girls are going to center court. Jumping for the Tigers will be Emily Ladwick versus number 53, Shelley Jacobs for the Gophers. And here we go. Ball is up. Tigers control the tip-off. Adrian Mountain will bring the ball across the timeline for the Tigers. Dribbles over the right-hand side. Passes it back to Hill in the right-hand corner. And she dribbles it back to the right wing. Just about loses on the handle on it, but gets it back. Resets the play, dribbles it back towards the right-hand side, just inside the arc. Back to Cassie Woods, who will drive it into the lane. Tries to get it back to Ladwick, but loses the handle on it. It'll be the Gophers' ball, and they'll bring the ball back the other way. Rouse brings it across the timeline, throws it over the left wing. Back out to Rouse, the top of the key, over to the right wing, to Brinsa, back to the right corner, covered by Slavin. Back to the right wing, back to the left wing, she drives the lane, her shot's no good. Green City with the rebound, but there's a jump ball. Green City retains possession of the ball, now inbound, not into the basket. Denham inbounds it for the Gophers over to the right-hand side. Shot's a little too far. Ladwick with the rebound. Mountain will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. No score yet in the ball game. 4 minutes, 55 seconds left in the game. Bounds it, passes it to Hill at the top of the key. She dribbles around the horn to the right-hand side. Screen set by Ladwick. She drives the baseline, gets it over to Slavin, whose shot is up and good. Tigers are on the ball first. 2-0 with 4 minutes, 40 seconds left in the game. Rouse brings the ball across the timeline for the Gophers, passes it over to the left wing, back out to Rouse, over to the right-hand side. She drives to the baseline, kicks it back out to Rouse, top of the key, over to the left side, blocks. Cross-court pass to Rouse. Her shot is up and good. All right. We're back going again. We had some technical difficulties there. We're at halftime. Clock has 2 minutes 30 seconds left on it. The Gophers lead at 11-9. All right, we're ready to go again for the second half in tonight's third place matchup between the Brashear Tigers and the Green City Gophers. Gophers lead at 11-9. Taking the floor for the Tigers are Jesse Hill, Caroline Slavin, Adrian Mountains, Cassie Woods, and Emily Ladwick. The Gophers ball, beginning of the third period. Ball is inbounded to Rouse. She brings it across the timeline or the right-hand side. And the ball is stolen away by Jesse Hill, who takes it back all by herself. And she ties it up. 11-11 with 5 minutes 46 seconds left in the third period. Rouse brings the ball up to the timeline and kicks it over to Denham. Back to Rouse. Back to the corner to number 23, Miranda Brinsa. Back to Rouse. To Denham. Back to Rouse. Over on the right-hand wing, back to Brinsa, back to Rouse, back to Brinsa, whose shots from the right corner is nothing but net. Tigers will bring the ball back the other way. Mountain brings it across the timeline. Dribbles over on the right-hand side. Gets it back out to Hill. He the ribbon at the free throw line, looks to get him in the slave limit, kicks it back out to Mountain. Mountain loses a handle on it, but gets it to Cassie Lee, who goes to the end of the lane. And she's fouled by number 45, Lindsay Snyder. First foul on Snyder. Lagwood in down here to Cassie Wood on the left-hand side. Her shot is up and a little too strong. Bounce back to her. Wood goes out of bounds. It will be Tigers ball. Lagwood will inbound it for the Tigers. She inbounds it to Hill, but the pass is no good. And Rouse will take the ball coast to coast, and her layup is up and good. 15-11 with 4 minutes 31 seconds left in the third period. Mountain brings a curl ball across the timeline for the Tigers. Moving it over to the right-hand side, back to Cassie Lear, who just about loses the handle on it. She gets it into Slave at the right block. Her shot is up, a little too strong. Rouse will bring the ball back the other way for the Gophers. She dribbles long on the near side, back to the right corner, kicks it back out to the top of the key, over the left-hand side, back out to the top of the key, to Rouse, the right wing. She dribbles it back out. Resets the play, kicks it over the left-hand side to Denham. Over the right-hand side, the shot is too short, goes out of bounds. There'll be a foul called on Slavin. Slavin's first foul. One. Goes in down to the right corner. Rouse dribbles it out to the top of the key, resets the play, dribbles into the free throw line, kicks it over to Denham, whose shot is a little too short. Ball goes out of bounds off the Gophers. Nope, off the Tigers. The Gophers ball. Denham will inbound it to Brenshaw. 2 seconds call on the Gophers of the Tigers ball. Adrian Mountain brings the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Brings it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble at the left wing, back to Hill, top of the key. She dribbles around to the lane and falls down. Foul is called on Brinsa. That's her second foul. Second foul. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers on the far side to Wade Mountain. Picks up the dribble. Sends it back to Hill, top of the key. She dribbles into the lane, kicks it over to Cassie Woods. But the pass is a little too high for Woods, goes out of bounds over the Gophers ball. 3 minutes, 17 seconds left in the third period. 11-15. Gophers with the advantage. Rouse brings it up to Denham. Back to Rouse. Over to Brinsa. Back to Rouse. Over to Denham. Cross court pass to Brinsa. Back to Rouse. Top the key. Over to cross court pass to Brinsa. Back to Rouse. Over to Denham. Back to foul called on Jesse Hill. It's her second team foul, her second foul. Gophers inbounded under the right hand side to Rouse. Dribbles it back to the top of the key. Back to Denham. Cassie Hood with the steal. She'll take it. She takes it. Even loses the handle on it, then shoots. Shot's too strong. Brinson brings it back the other way. Pulls up short and hands it off to Rouse at the top of the key. Over to Benson. Cross court pass to Denham. He drives the baseline. Her shot is up and no good. Gophers with the rebound. Back to Rouse at the top of the key. Her shot is up and good. Only for two, though. 2 minutes left in the third period. 17-11. Gophers with the lead. Ball into Slavin, her shot is up and a little too strong. Jump ball called. Alexander moves in the game for the Tigers. Slavin and Ladd will be coming out. Carmen Woods will inbound it for the Tigers. Inbound to Jessica Hill, whose shot is up and no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot a couple. Foul is on number 53, Shelby Jacobs. That's her second foul. Hill to the line for the Tigers. Hill's shot is on its way, and it's good. And the second shot is on its way, and it's no good. A little to the left. Timeout call by the Tigers. Seconds left in the third period. Gophers lead at 17-12. Testing. So at the end of three, the Gophers lead at 17-14. Okay, at the beginning of the fourth period, the Gophers ball out of bounds. Inbound by Denham to Brinsa. Denham picks up the dribble, gets it to Rouse, will bring it across the timeline. Back to Denham on the right-hand side. She loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball. Mountain bridges across the timeline. Dribbles over towards the left-hand side. Back to Hill on the left-hand side. Her shot is up and too strong. But Ashley Collip with the rebound to Hill on the right-hand side. She dribbles around the corner. Gets it into Carmen Woods at the right blocks. Her shot is up and good, and she's fouled. So Tigers with the opportunity to tie it up. Carmen Woods goes to the line. Foul is on 53 Shelby Jacobs. That's her third foul. Fourteen fouls apiece. Woods' shot is up and no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Carmen Woods. Denham inbounds it to Rouse. Back to Denham. Four court press by the Tigers. Rouse gets it across the timeline, drives into the lane, back over to the right blocks to the big girl. Jacobs kicks it back out to Denham, back to Rouse. At the top of the key, she looks to reset the offense, drives it into the lane, kicks it over to Denham on the right side. Her shot is a little too strong. Tigers, Carmen Woods with the rebound. Adrian Mountain will bring the ball back the other way. 17-16 the score. Gophers lead it. Mountain tries to get it up to Hill on the right-hand side, but it goes out of bounds. So the Tigers will inbound it. Collip gets it to Mountain. Dribbles around to the left-hand side. Screen set by Ladwig. Pass back to Hill on the left-hand corner. Her shot is a little too short. Carmen Woods with the rebound. She kicks it back to Jesse Hill, who shoots from the right-hand side. The shot's a little too strong. Rouse with the rebound for the Gophers. Denham gets it to Rouse. Back to Denham. Timeout called by the Gophers. So with 4 minutes, 17 seconds left in the game, Gophers lead it 17-16. So after the timeout, it'll be Gopher ball in front of the scorer's table. Inbound to Rouse. Behind the timeline, she passes it ahead to Denham, who dribbles it over to the right blocks. Her shot is up and too strong. Gophers get their own rebound. Second shot is up and no good. And there'll be a jump ball called. It'll be Tigers ball. Carmen Woods will inbound it. Jesse Hill will bring the ball back the other way. She comes across the timeline at the top of the key. Dribbles over the right-hand side. Dribbles right into the right blocks, and her shot is up and no good, but she's fouled. 3 minutes, 54 seconds left in the game. Gophers lead at 17-16. Foul is on Jacobs. That's her fourth. So Hill will go to the line and shoot a couple. First shot is on its way, and it's nothing but net. So Tigers have tied it up, 17 all, 3 minutes, 54 seconds left in the game. Jacobs comes out of the game, replaced by Teresa Wyant. Hill's second shot is on its way, and it's good also. So Tigers, with the first lead in quite a while, lead it 18-17. Denham looks to inbound the ball, full court press by the Tigers. Back to Rouse, back to Denham. She dribbles over the right-hand side, and she's fouled by Jesse Hill. That is her third foul. Denham will inbound it right in front of the scorer's table. Inbounds it to Brinsa. Rouse with the ball at the top of the key. She dribbles it into the lane, kicks it over to Denham on the right side. Her shot is up and good. 19-18 with 3 minutes 28 seconds left. Hill brings the ball across the timeline at the top of the key, dribbles over the right-hand side, kicks it out to Mountain, who walks with it. Rats. Denham inbounds it to Rouse. Rouse will take it herself. She dribbles it up across the timeline over to the left-hand side. Changes direction. Picks up the dribble back to Denham, who dribbles it around the right-hand side. And she looks to get it in to Teresa Wyatt, but she's fouled, I believe, by Emily Ladwig. That's one foul on Ladwig. Rouse takes it out the top of the key over to Denham on the right-hand side. Her shot just inside the arc on the right-hand side is good. 21-18, Gophers with the advantage. Hill drives it into the lane. Her shot is up and no good. But there's kind of a scrum on the floor, and I think there's going to be a foul called. No, it's going to be a jump ball. Denham inbounds it, but right into Adrian Mountain. And she tries to shoot, she's just running in the basket, but there is a jump ball called. So with 2 minutes 44 seconds left in the game, Gophers lead at 21-18. The bonus situation now, so any more fouls committed by the Tigers will result in the Gophers going to the line. The Tigers ball. Carmen Woods will inbound it for the Tigers. Kicks it all the way out, but the inbound is no good. Gophers with the steal. Rouse will bring it across the timeline over on the right-hand side. She dribbles in the right blocks, and she is fouled in the process of shooting, so she'll go to the line. Foul is on Emily Ladwig. Second foul on Emily Ladwig. Rouse's first shot is on its way, and it's a little too strong. Bounces right back to her. Rouse's second shot is on its way, and it's too strong, too. But Gophers get the rebound. Rouse has a cross-court set over to Denham, whose shot is no good. Tigers with the rebound. Cassie Woods brings it across the other way. Dribbles across the timeline on the right-hand side and shoots for three. Short is a little bit too short. Gophers with the rebound. Rouse kicks it up to Denham, who brings it across the timeline. One-on-one with Ladwig. Her shot is up and no good. Hill with the rebound. 2 minutes left in the game. Hill brings it across the timeline. The top of the key kicks it over to Cassie Woods, whose shot is up. And this time it's still no good, but Hill gets the rebound. Dribbles the top of the key, kicks it back to Cassie Woods, who dribbles it over on the right-hand side. Back to Adrian Mountain, whose shot is up and no good. Goes out of bounds, but it'll be Tigers ball. Timeout by the Tigers. So 1 minute 45 seconds left in the game. Gophers lead it 21-18. It's obvious that the coach has given Cassie Woods green light to make a three-point shot to get the Tigers back in the game. Taken a couple so far, but none of them have dropped. So with 1 minute 45 seconds left in the game, Gophers lead it 21-18. Be Tigers ball. Inbound to Jesse Hill. Picks up the dribble on the left wing. Kicks it back to Cassie Woods. Top of the key. She'll dribble around, to the right-hand side. Back to Adrian Mountain, the right corner. Back to Jesse Hill. Screen set by Mountain. Hill's shot is up and no good. Kind of a scrum on the ground here. Jump ball called by the ref. Be the Gophers ball. Denham will inbound it for the Gophers. Full court press by the Tigers right into Adrian Mountain's hands. Mountain kicks it back to Cassie Woods. She'll shoot for three. Her shot way off. Tigers could be right back in this thing if the three-point shots would be on target. So with 1 minute 18 seconds left in the game, the Gophers lead it 21-18. Next game coming up will be between the Brashear boys and the Atlanta boys, also for third place. So it will be the Gophers ball out of bounds with 1 minute 18 seconds left. Denham inbounds the ball to Rouse, back to Denham. She gets it ahead to Rouse, who gets it across the timeline, passes it to a wide open. Shot is no good. Inbound gets up to Teresa Wyatt. Her shot is no good. Goes out of bounds, but the Gophers retain possession of the ball. Over to Rouse in the right corner. She brings it out to the top of the key, guarded by Mountain. Back to Denham on the right wing. And she is fouled. Foul is on Jesse Hill. 56 seconds left in the game. Gophers lead it 21-18. Denham goes to the line for the Gophers. Her shot is up and nothing but net. That makes it, of course, a two-possession game. Her second shot is up, and it's no good. Ladwick with the rebound. Jesse Hill brings it back the other way in a hurry. She kicks it back to Cassie Woods, who dribbles into the right-hand side. Her shot is up and good. 43 seconds left in the game, 22-20. And kick. Cassie Woods with the steal. Coach with the timeout. So, Tigers are back in it. So, with 30 seconds left in the game, Gophers lead it 22-20. Tigers with the ball, though, so they can go for the last shot. At least tie it up. On the floor for the Tigers is Adrian Mountain, Cassie Woods, Jesse Hill, Emily Ladwick, and Carmen Woods. Woods will inbound it for the Tigers. 30 seconds left in the game. Carmen Woods inbounds it to Cassie Woods, who will dribble it over on the right-hand side. Dribbles it into the paint, right into the hands. Right into the hands of a Gopher. Jump ball situation. Be Tigers ball. Coach calls another timeout. 24 seconds left in the game. Gophers lead at 22-20. Team fouls on the Tigers, 5 on the Gophers. So the Tigers will try this again. 24 seconds left in the game. Gophers lead it 22-20. The Tigers ball under the basket. Carmen Woods will inbound it for the Tigers. Woods inbounds it to Mountain. Kicks it back to Cassie Woods on the right-hand side. She dribbles it in to the lane. Her shot is short. Gophers with the rebound. Rouse brings it across the timeline. Dribbles it over to the right. Blocks. Her shot is up and short. Adrian Mountain with the rebound. 3 seconds left in the game. Her shot is way short. So the Gophers win it 22-20. So the clock has been reset for 10 minutes. Probably we'll have the medal presentation here, I would imagine. So the Gophers with the second place trophy, or third place trophy, that is. Tigers beat this club twice this year, but they couldn't get it done tonight. So we'll get started here with the warm-up in a moment for the next game, which will be a third-place game between the Brashear Tiger boys team and, I believe, the Atlanta team. All right, we're ready to start the second game tonight between the Brashear Tigers and the Atlanta Hornets for the third place in the Atlanta tournament. Starting the lineup for the Atlanta Hornets will be number 10, Cody Miller, number 12, Javon West, number 20, Dexter Wilhelm, number 21, Zeke Garnett, and number 51, Nick Olade. Starting for the Tigers, number 1, Justin Hazen, number 14, Ryan Furtick, number 15, Kale Watson, number 31, Matt Thomas, number 35, Jake Shipman.
Number 10, Cody Miller.
right, the clock's been reset. We're ready for tip-off. Jumping for the Hornets is 21 Garnett Fertig for the Tigers. Tigers control the tip-off. Hazen will bring the ball across the timeline, dribbles over the right-hand side. Back to Kale Watson into Shipman. His shot, his turnaround jump shot is up and good. Tigers on a scoreboard first. West brings the ball back the other way for the Hornets. Double-teamed. Just about loses the handle on it, but gets it back. West gets it up to number 10, Cody Miller, but Fertig knocks it out of bounds. So the Hornets will retain possession of the ball. Garnett will inbound it to a waiting West, who brings it across the timeline, passes back to the left corner, into the left blocks. Dribble in shot is up and no good, but Kale Watson was guilty of the infraction. Should be the first foul on Kale Watson. Number 10, Cody Miller, will go to the line for the Hornets. His shot is on the way, and it's a little too strong. Second shot is on its way, and it's no good. Shipman with the rebound. Fertig brings the ball back the other way, gets it up to Kale Watson, dribbles it to the top of the key. Swings it over to Hazen on the right side. He dribbles into the baseline, gets it to Shipman. He turnaround jump shot is blocked. Fertig with the rebound. His shot's no good. Shipman with the rebound. His shot is good. 5 minutes, 6 seconds left in the first period. Tigers lead it 4-0. West brings the ball back the other way. Gets it ahead to Zeke Garnett. Passes it up to the left-hand blocks. But Fertig commits the foul. Going the line will be Cody Miller. West will inbound it for the Hornets. Gets it out to Olade. Over to the right wing. Back to Wilhelm. Cross-court pass over to Javon West. He dribbles it in the lane. Passes it right into Shipman. He brings it the other way in a hurry. His shot is up and good. So 4 minutes, 34 seconds left in the first period. Tigers lead it 6-0. Ball goes out of bounds right at the timeline. Dexter Wilhelm with the ball. Matt Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Thomas inbounds it to Kale Watson. He dribbles it up the top of the key. Passes to Thomas on the left-hand side. 3 second called on Ryan Fertig. So the Hornets will get the ball back with 4 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first period play. Garnett inbounds it to West. He dribbles it across the way up to the right-hand side to the pass over the left blocks. No good, but there's a foul called on Tigers. No, it's an over back call on the Hornets, so it'll be a Tigers ball. Foul is on 51, Nicolotti. Kale Watson brings it across the timeline, top of the key, dribbles into the lane, loses the handle on it with Fertig with the rebound. His shot from the right hand side is a little too short. Hornets with the rebound. West brings the ball back the other way. Hornets lose the handle on it. Shipman with the ball, but 21, Zeke Garnett with the steal. He ends it off to West. West is double-teamed. West gets it across the timeline, passes over to the right block. Shot is up and no good. Fertig with the rebound. He'll bring the ball back the other way in a hurry. Comes across the timeline, dribbles into the lane. His shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on. Now it's a charge. So it'll be Atlanta ball. 3 minutes, 26 seconds left in the first period. Tigers lead it 6-0. West brings it back the other way. Passes it over the right-hand side. Gets it back to the right corner. Pass over to Lottie on the left-hand side. His shot from the left blocks is up and good. Hornets on the board. Matt Thomas brings it across the timeline to Cale Watson at the top of the key. It's passed back to Thomas on the left-hand side. Thomas dribbles it into the left blocks. Foul is called on Kylie Watson. Full court press by the Tigers, but they get it up to number 10, Alotti, and his shot is up and good. No scratch back, Cody Miller. Cale Watson brings it back the other way. Timeout called by the Tigers. So with 2 minutes 46 seconds left in the first period, Tigers lead it 6-4. Matt Thomas inbounds it for the Tigers after the timeout to Cale Watson. Brings it up the top of the key, looks to get it in, and sends it over to Matt Thomas on the left side. His shot is up and good. Tigers lead it 8-4 with 2 minutes 35 seconds left in the first period. West brings the ball back the other way for the Hornet. He gets it up to Olati on the left-hand side. Back to West behind the arc. His shot is up and nothing but net. 8-7, Tigers with the lead, 2 minutes 21 seconds left in the first period. Watson brings it across the timeline, kicks it over to Ambrosia into Shipman. His turnaround shot is up and no good, but there's a foul on Garnett, I believe. So Shipman will go to the line. No, the foul was on Dexter Wilhelm. Atlanta with the timeout. So with 2 minutes 12 seconds left in the first period, Tigers lead it 8-7. Shipman to the line for the Tigers. 14 fouls on the Tigers, 2 on the Hornets. Shipman's first shot is on its way, and it's up and no good. But he'll get another chance to redeem himself. Second shot is on its way, and it's up and good. Tigers with the advantage, 9-7. 2 minutes, 12 seconds left in the first period. West will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Blocked. His pass is blocked. Cale Watson gets it over to, or tries to get it to Shipman, but is knocked out of bounds, so Tigers will retain possession of the ball. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Back to Cale Watson on the left side. His shot just inside the arc. It goes a little to the right. Kylie Watson with the rebound. And it goes out of bounds, I believe, off of the Hornets. Yes, it is. So the Tigers will retain possession of the ball. Inbound is to Cale Watson. His shot is up and no good. Hornets with the rebound. Olati hands it off to Javon West. He brings it across the timeline, dribbles it over to the right-hand side. I swear he goes laterally as much as he does forward and backwards. Over to Lottie. Back to Garnett. Back to West on the left side. His cross-court pass to Olade is no good. Shipman with the steal. He brings it back the other way. Comes across the timeline. Dribbles behind his back into the lane. And his shot's no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on Dexter Wilhelm. Second foul on Wilhelm. Called it before the shot. Ambrosia will inbound it for the Tigers. Nobody there. So the Hornets with the steal. West will bring the ball back the other way. Gets it across the timeline over to Olade at the left corner. He dribbles back to the top of the key. Cross-court pass to the right wing. Back to the right corner. Shot is up and no good. Tigers with the rebound. Shipman kicked it back in to Tyler Watson. He hands it off to Cale, who dribbles across the top of the key. Passes it over to Thomas, the left wing. Back to Cale Watson. He passes it up ahead to Shipman. Nice looking pass in the paint. Shot is up and good. Tigers with the advantage, 11-7. West will bring it back the other way for the Hornets. Right in the hands of Cale Watson. He resets the offense back to Ambrosia. Top of the key over to Matt Thomas on the left-hand side. His shot is up and no good. Cale Watson with a rebound back to Ambrosia. Back to Matt Thomas. 18 seconds left in the first period. Ambrosia dribbles it into the right-hand side. His shot is a little too strong. Hornets with the rebound. West will bring it back the other way with 10 seconds left. Cross-court pass to Olade. Olade's shot is up and no good. Shipman with the rebound, and his shot the length of the court is no good. So at the end of one, Tigers lead it 11-7. Here we go at the beginning of the second period. Tigers lead at 11-7. The Hornets ball on the far side. Garnett will inbound it to awaiting Javon West. Ball is tipped to Matt Thomas up to Hazen. His easy shot is no good. Hornets with the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds, but it's off of the Tigers or the Hornets. No, I'm sorry, it's off of the Hornets, so the Tigers will have the ball under the basket. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it in to Cale Watson under the basket. His shot is up and good. 13-7, Tigers with the lead. Javon West will bring the ball back the other way. He dribbles it over to the near side. And just about the time he came across the timeline, he was fouled. Foul is on Cale Watson. That's his second foul. Five team fouls on the Tigers, three on the Hornets. Cale Watson comes out, lives in for the Tigers. West with the ball for the Hornets. He dribbles it up to the top of the key and shoots for three. Shot is no good. Hornets with the rebound. Shot is up and good, and he's fouled. Going to the line for the Hornets will be number 10, Cody Miller. Foul is on 53, which I think is Woods. Yes, it is. Should be his first foul. Miller's shot is on its way, and it's no good. Hornets with the rebound. Zeke Garnett with the rebound. His shot is up and no good, but he's fouled. This foul is also on Woods. So So we've got a substitution. Looks like it's Josiah Belzer probably coming in for Wiz, I would guess. Garnett's shot is up and no good. But he'll get another shot to redeem himself. Belzer in, Woods out for the Tigers. Garnett's shot is on its way, and it's no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. He hands it off to Justin Hayes, and he brings it across the timeline over to Thomas, but the pass is no good. Hornets with the steal. The easy layup is up and good. 13-11, Tigers with the advantage. Tigers try to bring it back the other way, and they lose the handle, and it goes out of bounds, but Tigers will retain possession of the ball. Full court pressure by the Hornets. Cale Watson in the game for the Tigers. Watson loses the handle on it. Zeke Garnett takes it the other way for the easy layup, and we're all tied up. So with 4 minutes, 57 seconds left in the half, Tigers are having trouble handling the full court pressure. Seven team fouls on the Tigers, three on the Hornets.
Well, how's it been going?
After the timeout, Thomas with the ball. He gets it up to Shipman, but Shipman's fouled. Foul's called on Cody Miller. It's his first foul. Shipman will go to the line for the Tigers. Shipman's first shot is on its way, and it's nothing but net. So with 4 minutes, 46 seconds left in the half, Tigers lead at 14-13. Shipman's second shot is nothing but net. Nice looking free throw shooter. West will bring the ball back the other way for the Hornets. He dribbles it over to this side, tries to get it ahead, but it's tipped by Thomas, but he gets his ball back, passes it up to Cody Miller, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. West with the ball for the Hornets. Dribbles it around the left-hand side. Gets it up to Olade on the left wing. Back to the left corner. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Fertig. Hornets will retain possession of the ball. Zeke Garnett will inbound the ball for the Hornets. To Olade, back near the timeline. He hands it off to West. Dribbles up the top of the key. Back to Olade on the left wing. Back to the left corner. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Fertig. Hornets will retain possession of the ball. Hornets inbound it to Wilhelm. Back to West. Pass over his shoulder. Kind of a different sort of a pass. Pass to the left block. Shot is up and good. Shot by Cody Miller. Cale Watson brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Back to Thomas. Into Kylie Watson. Back to Thomas on the left side. Drives into the paint and shot is well short. Hornets with the rebound. Cody Miller tries to get it over to West. And a timeout called by Atlanta. So with 3 minutes 45 seconds left in the half. We're all knotted up, 15 all. On the floor for the Tigers is Ferdig, Kale Watson, Justin Hayes, and Kylie Watson and Matt Thomas. Javon West to bring the ball back the other way for the Hornets. Pass ahead to Cody Miller, whose shot is no good. Zeke Garnett with the rebound, and his putback is good. Kale Watson to bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. He drives in the lane and has an open shot, about a 15-foot jump shot. Good. We're all knotted up at 17-all. Pass ahead to Thomas. His shot is up and no good, but Kale Watson with the rebound. His shot's no good. Zeke Garnett with the rebound for the Hornets, and he's fouled by Justin Hazen. We're in a one-on-one now, so Garnett will go to the line for the Hornets. Garnett's first shot on the front end of the one-on-one is no good. Matt Thomas with the rebound. He kicks it up to Justin Hazen. About to pass almost the length of the court. He gets it back to Kale Watson, drives it into the lane over to Matt Thomas on the right-hand side. His shot is up and too strong. There's a foul. The foul is on Cody Miller. Second foul on Miller. Thomas will inbound it to Kale Watson on the left side. He drives it into the free throw line. Back to Matt Thomas on the left side to Kylie Watson. The left blocks. His shot is up and no good, but he's fouled. So he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. Fouls on Dexter Wilhelm. Three fouls on Dexter Wilhelm. Kylie Watson's shot is well short. Number 34, who would be Jameel Teeter in for the Hornets. Watson's second shot is on its way. It's a little better. It goes through. So Tigers with the advantage with 2 minutes 42 seconds left, 18-17. Garnett inbounds it to West. Dribbles this way, but back to Garnett, who gets it across the timeline. Just about loses the handle on it, but kicks it over to Teeter, then into Cody Miller at the right blocks. His shot is up and no good. Tigers with the rebound. Kale Watson bring it back the other way. He gets it into Kylie Watson, Jacob Shipman in the right blocks, and his turnaround jump shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on Olade. That's his second foul. Both teams in the bonus situation now. Shipman's first shot is on its way, and it's nothing but net. Shipman's second shot is nothing but net. Tigers with the advantage 20-17 with 2 minutes 14 seconds left in the half. Long pass up ahead to Olade, who's out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball. Kale Watson will inbound it to awaiting Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline to the top of the key, passes it over to Hazen, dribbles it into the right blocks. His shot is no good. Garnett will bring it the other way for the Hornets. He gets it up to West. He dribbles it into the paint. His shot is up and short. Tigers with the rebound. Kale Watson will bring it the other way for the Tigers with 1 minute, 43 seconds left. Pass up ahead to Hazen. Back to Furtig on the right wing to Kyle Watson, top of the key, over to Thomas on the left side. Passes, tries to get it into Furtig, but doesn't quite get there, and there's a jump ball situation. Tigers retain possession of the ball. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Inbound to Shipman in the right blocks. His shot is no good. West will bring the ball back the other way for the Hornets. He loses a handle on it. Kale Watson with the ball. Takes it to the house, but it doesn't quite stick. A lot of activity there. Ball almost goes out of bounds. Hazen tries to knock it back in, but West knocks in the hands of West. Back to Shipman. Shipman brings it the other way over to Hazen. His shot is up and good. And West may be hurt. 55 seconds left in the half. Tigers lead it 22-17. I think West is okay. He's up. Teeter in the game for West while he comes out and takes a breather. Zeke Garnett will inbound it for the Hornets to awaiting Olade. Olade back to Garnett. Back to Olade. Up ahead to Miller. Dribbles over the left-hand side to Teeter. Back to Olade. Dribbles it up. And Thomas will dribble it into the lane for the Tigers. His shot from the left-hand side is no good. Shipman with the rebound. His shot was up and good. 27 seconds left and a half. 24-17. Tigers with the advantage. Olade kicks it over to Miller. Back to Olade. He dribbles it over to the left-hand side. Gets it back to Teeter in the left corner. Pass into Miller. Knocked out of bounds by Furtig for the Tigers. 14 seconds left in the half. Tigers with the advantage, 24-17. Garnett will inbound it to Miller. Miller's shot rattles around a little bit, but then it comes back, goes in. Kale Watson brings it the other way in a hurry for the Tigers. He takes it all the way in to Shipman on the left-hand side and hit with the left blocks. His shot is up and good. And that's it for the half. Tigers are leading it 26-19. So at the beginning of the second half, Tigers lead it 27-19. Pass ahead is right in the hand of Kale Watson. He brings it back the other way. Comes across the timeline over on the right-hand side. Dribbles it into the paint. Passes ahead in the lane. Right into the hands of the Hornets. West brings the ball back the other way. He gets it across the timeline on the right-hand side. Always seems to go right. Passes it over to Dexter Wilhelm, whose shot is short. Ball out of bounds. It will be Hornets ball. West will inbound it for the Hornets. Five-second call called. The Tigers ball. Hazen will inbound it for the Tigers. Hazen gets it to Kale Watson. No press by the Hornets. Gets it up to the top of the key. Passes in the paint to Shipman, whose turnaround jump shot is good. 29-19, Tigers with the advantage. 4:26 left in the third period. Passes ahead to Cody Miller. Back to West, who dribbles it into the lane. Over to Wilhelm on the left-hand side. His shot is up and short. Miller with the rebound. His putback is good. 29-21 Tigers. Watson to the top of the key. Dribbles it over the left side of the lane. Matt Thomas tries to get it into Furtig. Goes out of bounds. Be Tigers ball, I believe. Teeter in the game for West. Matt Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Thomas to Shipman in the paint. His shot is up and good. He's a deadly from right there into the basket. Pass is way ahead to Olade at the right blocks, but he loses the handle on it. Goes down on the ball. It'll be a dump ball. Wilhelm will inbound it for the Hornets. Inbound over to Teeter on the, and Teeter loses the handle on it. Shipman with the steal. He brings it across the timeline over to the right hand side. Back to Furtick at the right blocks. His shot is short, but Shipman with the rebound. His putback is good. So with 3 minutes, 31 seconds left in the third period, Tigers lead at 33-21. Full court pressure by the Tigers. The pass ahead to Miller. Miller pushes it ahead, but it's stolen by Shipman. Shipman drives into the lane, and he's fouled. Foul is on Cody Miller. West back into the game for the Hornets. Three fouls on Cody Miller. Atlanta calls a timeout. So on the floor for the Hornets are Miller, West, Wilhelm, Garnett, and Olade. Get the Tigers ball out of bounds. Ambrosio will inbound it for the Tigers. To Kale Watson on the left side. Back to Ambrosio at the left corner. Back to Kale Watson. He takes it into the lane. His shot is no good. He's called for travel. Garnett inbounds it to West. Back to Garnett. Ball on the floor. Kale Watson with the steal. His shot is up and good. The scrum was called by Ambrosia. Hornets, Wilhelm with the ball on the left wing. Gets it in to Cody Miller, whose shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on 35, which would be Jacob Shipman. That's his first foul. Two team fouls apiece for each team. 2 minutes, 38 seconds left on the third period. 35-21 Tigers. His first shot is on its way, and it's up and good. I say West, that was Cody Miller, actually. Cody Miller's second shot is up and good as well. 35-23, Tigers with the advantage. Full court pressure by the Hornets. Justin Hazen gets it up ahead to Shipman, who's in the lane, and his shot is up and good. That didn't work. West brings it back the other way for the Hornets. Gets it ahead to Garnett, up to Olade, whose shot is up and no good, but he's fouled. Actually, Olade got it to Cody Miller. Foul is on Hazen. That's his third foul. Miller's shot is on its way, and it's no good. Ambrosia out of the game. Owens in for the Tigers. Miller's second shot is on its way, and it's nothing but net. 37-24 Tigers. Full court pressure by the Hornets. Hazen gets it across the timeline, but loses the ball to West. He dribbles up to the left wing, passes it over to the right wing, back to the right corner. Shot is up and good for three. Shot was by Zeke Garnett. Ball goes out of bounds. Tigers will retain possession of it. Watson inbounds it to Furtick. Full court pressure by the Hornets, and they foul. Dexter Williams commits the foul. That's his fourth foul. Teeter back in the game for the Hornets for Dexter Wilhelm. Furtick will inbound it for the Tigers. Sends it ahead to Shipman on the left wing. Shipman drives in the lane, but I think he walked with it. Nope, they called a foul on Zeke Garnett instead. Garnett's second foul. Furtick inbounds with Kale Watson. Tries to get it in the paint, too, but Olati with the steal. West brings it across the timeline for the Hornets. Passes it over to Teeter on the left-hand side, back to Garnett. At the top of the key, back to Joan West, whose shot from the left-hand side is kind of an off-balance shot. No good, and it's knocked out of bounds. Tigers will retain possession, or get possession of the ball. 1 minute, 29 seconds left in the third period. 37-27 Tigers. Furtick gets it ahead to Shipman, brings it across the timeline. Over to Owens, whose shot is no good. Javon West with the rebound. Loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball. Furtick inbounds it to Kale Watson, who up to Hazen. Gets it across the timeline, dribbles it over the right-hand side. Pass in the paint to Shipman. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a Hornets ball. Garnett inbounds it to West. 1 minute, 7 seconds left in the third period. West gets it across timeline, right in the waiting hands of Shipman. He gets it ahead to Kale Watson, whose easy shot is no good. Not so easy. Hornets will bring the ball back the other way. Zeke Garnett brings it up the right-hand side, back to West. Top of the key. His shot for three is good. Furtick will inbounds it for the Tigers to Shipman. He gets it across the timeline. Passes across course to Justin Hazen over on the left-hand side. He picks up the dribble, cross-court pass to Furtick. He'll shoot for three. His shot is up and good. 40-30, Brashear with the advantage, 25 seconds left in the third period. West with the ball, four-court pressure by the Tigers. They get it across. Pass ahead is a little too strong, goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball with 15 seconds left on the third period. Furtick gets it ahead to Shipman. Brings it across the timeline, dribbles it along on the left-hand side, right into the lane. For a shot for two is a little too strong. All over the basket. Javon West shot a length of the... He had a little more time than he thought. His shot for the length of the court was no good. Furtick with the rebound sends it back the other way, full court, and it's also no good. So, at the end of three, Brashear with a 10-point advantage, 40-30. So, at the beginning of the final period of play in this second game of the Atlanta tournament, Championship Night, it'll be the Tigers ball. Matt Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers on the far side. On the floor for the Tigers is Thomas, Hazen, Kale Watson, Furtick, and Shipman. Hazen brings it across the timeline, gets it over to Furtick at the left block. His shot wide open. It's good for two. West will bring it back the other way. Gets it ahead to Garnett. Back to West, brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. His shot for three is a little too strong. Hornets with the rebound, Olati. Ball goes out of bounds. Not sure what happened. I think they went out of bounds. They couldn't tell who it was, so they called it a jump ball. West will inbound it for the Hornets. Sends it in to Cody Miller, and he is fouled. The foul is on Kale Watson. It's his third foul. West will inbound it into the basket. Inbound to Cody Miller, over to Wilhelm, whose shot is no good. I think there's going to be an over-the-back call on Furtick, I believe. Yep, that's what it is. That's Fertig's third foul. Be West inbounding it for the Hornets into the paint. They lose the handle on it. Watson, or Thomas, that is, will drive it coast to coast. His shot is no good. Hazen gets it before it goes out of bounds. Back to Cale Watson to Fertig on the right block. And he's fouled. Foul is on Dexter Wilhelm. That's his fifth. So Wilhelm will come out. And number 34, Teeter, will be back in the game. This is Jameel. I'm guessing they're twins. We've got Jameel and Jeremy. Inbounds to Shipman. Shipman is fouled by West. So Shipman will go to the line. No, I'll take that back. He won't. We're not in bonus yet. Inbounds to Hazen, back to Thomas, cross court to Cale Watson, the top of the key. Watson looks to take it up in the lane, loses the handle on it, but Thomas with the ball to Watson, to Hazen, whose shot is no good, but Shipman with the rebound, he puts it up, and it's good for two. 44-30, Brashear with the advantage, 44 minutes, 47 seconds left in the game. Hornets get it across the timeline over to Teeter on the left side. His shot is no good. Cale Watson with the rebound. He brings it the other way in a hurry. Comes across the timeline on the near side. Sets the offense at the top of the key over to Matt Thomas at the left wing. Cross-court pass over to Justin Hazen. Back to Cale Watson. The free throw line. His shot is up and good. 46-30 Brashear with the advantage. West will bring the ball the other way for the Hornets. Gets it across the timeline, passes it way far ahead to Alati, and it goes out of bounds. Four minutes, 10 seconds left in the game. 46-30. Thomas throws it way far ahead, right into the waiting hands of Zeke Garnett. He brings it back the other way. To West at the top of the key. Back over to Teeter at the left wing, back to the left corner. Looking to get it ahead to Miller, and they do so, and shot is no good. Thomas with the rebound, he brings it the other way for the Tigers. Brings it coast to coast, loses the handle on it to Hazen, but right into Hazen's hand, his shot is blocked. Out of bounds. Be Tigers ball with 3 minutes 44 seconds left in the game. Tigers lead at 46-30. Tigers kick it out to Cale Watson, back to Thomas. Squares up. His shot is no good. Foul is called on the rebound. Foul is on number 14, Ryan Fertig. That's his fourth foul. Miller will inbound it for the Hornets to awaiting Javon West. West back to Miller. Miller gets across the timeline, looks to get it ahead. The ball is tipped right in the hands of Shipman. Over to Cale Watson in the lane. The shot is up and good. Miller to West. Brings it across the timeline, the top of the key. Looks to take it into the paint, back over to Teeter on the left-hand side. His shot's no good. Right into Cody Miller's hands. His shot is good. Fertig to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline up ahead to Shipman, but the push is a little bit strong. Let's see. How would I describe that? Sort of a scrum there. But ultimately, there's an over-the-back call on Javon West. Hazen will go to the line for the Tigers. Hazen's first shot is up and no good. West will bring the ball back the other way for the Hornets. Brings it across the timeline on the right-hand side into Olade, whose shot is a little too strong. Teeter with the rebound. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Hazen. Javon West will inbound it for the Hornets. 2 minutes, 39 seconds left in the game. Tigers lead at 48-32. Olade dribbles it around to the right-hand side, back to the left corner. Shot is short. Kale Watson will bring the ball back the other way, brings it across the timeline. Into the paint, his 15-foot jump shot is short. Ambrosia with the rebound, his putback is good. West brings it across the timeline at the top of the key, over to Olade on the right-hand side. Covered by Thomas, back to Miller in the corner. Now scratch that. Will Zeke Garnett, back to Olade, back to West. At the top of the key, West picks up the dribble over to Olade on the right-hand side. His shot for three is a little too strong. Anderson with the rebound. Kale Watson gets it across the timeline over to Thomas on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Ambrosia on the right wing. Trying to get it ahead to Treasure. That's knocked out of bounds. It'll be the Tigers' ball. Looks like Coach is throwing in the towel. Substitution's coming in for the Hornets. Inbound pass to Kale Watson. His shot is good. Olade will bring it across the timeline. Gets it ahead to Teeter on the right-hand side. And he traveled with it. So with 1 minute 24 seconds left in the game, Tigers lead it 52-32. Kale Watson will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Brings it across the timeline. Top of the key over to Matt Thomas, the left wing, back to Watson. Over to Ambrosia, into Treasure at the right block. Over to Watson on the left-hand side. His shot is in and good. Olade will bring the ball back the other way with 1 minute left in the game. Olade gets it across the timeline over to Teeter on the left-hand side. Back to Olade, except it's intercepted by Matt Thomas, who runs it coast-to-coast, and his layup is good for two. So with 52 seconds left, Bashir Bench calls a timeout. No, that wasn't a timeout. Not sure what that was. Official timeout for a second for something. Olade will bring the ball back the other way for the Hornets. He brings it across the timeline, passes ahead to the right corner, back out to Olade at the top of the key. His shot for three is up and no good. Thomas with the rebound. He brings the ball back the other way. Now the coach calls a timeout. Mass substitution on the Tiger bench. Higgins inbounds it to Jacob Sweet for the Tigers. Back to Higgins. Cross-court pass to Sweet. His shot is up and good. Sweet's first points in the game. Olade will bring the ball back the other way with 21 seconds left in the game. Olade passes it over to Teeter on the left-hand side. Cross-court pass to the other Teeter. And his shot is nothing but net for three. 10 seconds left in the game. 58-35 Tigers. Higgins brings it up to the top of the key, and his shot is no good. Olade with the rebound, but he went down hard, and that's it. Time has expired. So, at the conclusion of the game, Tigers win it 58-35. If you missed the first game tonight, the third place girls game was won by the Gophers 24-20 over the Bashir Tigers. And then, as I just indicated in this game, Tigers win it over the Atlanta Hornets 58-35 for third place in the Atlanta tournament. Up next, we'll have the championship game. On the girls' side of the rackets, got the medal presentation going on here now.